I'd like to give you a couple principles first.
Sure, absolutely.
One thing you learn as a futurist, if you go 100 years out, first of all, that modern is not necessarily better. If we followed the Bauhaus all the way through and started making, we made buildings that were easy to construct, and then we used glass and steel and then cable and then membranes. But if we think we can't make anything more futuristic in that without doing more of that, you know, that's a hardening of the category kind of problem. So you'll learn that the best thing to do for the future is to actually cherry pick the past. So I went through a phase of going, well, a home. Do I want a concrete, steel, and glass home? Or do I want a wood home? And what's the difference? Well, wood, it resonates. What energy feeds it back to you? It's soft, you know? So imagine going back, say, and stealing the best ideas from a Tuscan village. Go to Japan and get the Japanese bathhouse concept. And you get the idea. You go back and cherry pick the past, because people in the future don't necessarily want more digital world around them. They want more lifestyle. And the lifestyle that they are likely to get, if they pay attention, is a paradisical lifestyle where you simply have a different relationship with nature. And I have a highly integrated relationship with my land. I have forest stands that are 7 tiers tall, starting from tubers under the ground all the way to firewood at the top and flowers and fruit in between. And I have perhaps 15 other layers that enabled me to build this eco-homestead of the future, which, by the way, includes 12 other people. Because when we were the most robust is when we had ranch families and when we had extended families and when we had farm families. And if we only grew half of the food that we needed and the rest of it could be delivered as it is, and we shared the tasks of being in touch with nature like that, the degree of health with fresh food, the happiness of not, you know how many people are alone in the world?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what we do here at Coast to Coast to answer that question.
Okay.
When I came in here to start doing this program full-time, 2003, even though I was associated with it 2 years before that, I made a pledge to our audience, because there are a lot of lonely people out there, that if a holiday falls on a regularly scheduled work day, and I haven't taken my 1 week vacation somewhere, that we will broadcast live, whether it happens on Christmas or Thanksgiving or Memorial Day. July 4th is a Sunday. I'm working that night because I do the first Sunday. I pledged to do that. And the reason I did wasn't because I want to come in on holidays and not be with my family and friends. I came in because there are a lot of people out there without family. They're lonely, and this radio show, Jim, is their connection, especially on a holiday when the day is generally slow anyway.
Right.
And that's what we do, and you are absolutely right. There are tons of lonely people out there.
Yeah. The modern world is not the best next world. The best next world is going to mix really interesting features like a really close relationship with nature, living in it, feeling it, being outdoors, letting the vitamin D happen to your body naturally, getting the psychic sensibilities tuned up so that we can actually communicate much more sensitively with each other and be with each other, not rushed by time and off the freeway, et cetera, by probably having intelligent relationships with the galaxy. And they're not interested now. It would be too much daycare, probably. And that's a general scenario. So we don't look to more modern. We look to cherry pick the past. We look to humanize. We look to aim at something high enough. Now, Robert Mueller of the United Nations came to one of our meetings in the World Business Academy when we were doing the top 12 things for the next 100 years. And he said, I've been doing this by myself. I had 6,000 ideas, he said, to improve the world. But the one he said he thought was the best is we simply change our mind about how worthy our planet is to be paradise.
Hmm.
If we think, and by the way, if you have evidence that you don't think the planet is can be paradise, maybe you haven't traveled very much.
It's a gorgeous world.
It's a gorgeous world.
And that's why I think so many people have been emotionally injured by this spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
Of course.
You know, it's like, you know, the soul has been cut into the planet.
You're right. You're right. And so at the centerpiece of this 12-year vision, and I think what I like to do is insert this 12-year vision in here for, or this 100-year vision in here for you, for the 12 items, because it's more strategic than the other ideas.
And are these your 12 items, or did you grab these from a source of so many?
We interviewed 2,000 leaders in various groupings. We got about 1,000 ideas, and the 80 fellows and dames of the World Business Academy winnowed down those 1,000 ideas to 12
ideas. To these 12 ideas? All right. That's incredible.
Yeah. And the kingpin idea is see Earth as paradise. The beginning of our approach to that is first for humanity must publicly recognize its global unity. Now, in my mind, we've been a culturally unified planet for 30 years. We worship the same stars, movie stars, the same athletic stars. By the way, if you want to know what's really important on planet Earth, put those up there.
Yeah.
We play and have mixed, you know, unanimously all the music from everywhere, all the food from everywhere. We value the same kinds of transportation and communications devices for the most part, except those people out there, way out there, happily, maybe. There are so many ways we participate as a global culture. You cannot say that nations are more important than that. They aren't. We've passed that point. But guess what? Nobody feels important enough to announce this. And by the way, nations don't want to announce it because it means then there'll be an authority bigger than they are, even if it is the public.
And they can't handle that.
No, absolutely not. And would they admit, by the way, that this thing called the web has actually replaced representative government by a factor of 10 already? They're so obsolete. We're really going to have to let them go. Yeah. And people say, well, we can't do that. Well, just try stop sending them water and food for a change.
Well,